Money will not buy what it used to. You realize this when you pay $25 for a $10 haircut that you used to pay $4 for back when you had hair.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we present questions about cash. Four questions that have come across my desk related to money and giving. First question from Kurt. How can I do more good with my money even though I don't have a lot? Ah, Kurt, you are having an out-of-money experience and still want to give. This is one of the coolest questions ever asked, with the possible exception of the kid who asked, can vegetarians eat animal crackers? God loves this question, so ask him. He'll show you, Kurt. Go looking for needs you can meet. They are everywhere. Very few single moms or dads turn down an invitation to dinner or a gift card for an evening out. Find out who's in need and do a drive-by grocery drop. Involve your kids or grandkids, and trust me, it's something they'll never forget. Second question from Christy. Should I tithe? And is tithing exactly 10%? Well, Christy, if you do not tithe exactly 10% of the net earnings of your gross income on everything above 82% on line 427 of Federal Income Tax Form 8B, God is going to get you. I'm kidding, Christy. The tithe means a tenth. It's an obligatory offering from the law of Moses, requiring 10% of an Israelite's first fruits. A friend in debt asked, should I give a tenth of my income to God? I said, yeah, but do it out of love, not guilt. God won't send you to hell if you don't tithe, unless you're using the money on lottery tickets. Well, we laughed. I told him I've seen people stop tithing and watch their finances get worse. God honors generosity. Tithing reminds us to keep God first in our lives. It teaches unselfish living, contentment, and helps us celebrate God's provision for our needs. But be warned, once you start, you get hooked. Soon you'll be giving to charities, giving your time, helping friends or neighbors. People will wonder what happened to you. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." It's all His anyways. We get to give some back. I have yet to hear anyone say, I just gave too much away. I'm broke. I have no friends. Billionaire J. Paul Getty said, money is like manure. You have to spread it around or it smells. Question 3 from Reg. If you could give your younger self advice about money, what would you say? Run like crazy from get-rich-quick schemes, Reg. A guy sat in my office and said, I can double your money in a year. I know a few of your friends who are in on this. Guess why I signed up? Greed and envy, not great reasons to invest. Proverbs 13:11 says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. I wish I'd learned that a little earlier. Final question from Nancy. I want to be a giver, but my spouse doesn't attend church. Any suggestions? Yeah, Nancy, be honest, be transparent, pray, and see what God does. When Lee Strobel's wife Leslie became a follower of Jesus, he thought, she's going to be miserable. She's not going to be any fun. Turned out the opposite. One day she asked Lee if it was okay if she gave some money to the church building fund. He wasn't thrilled, but he said, you earned the money, so okay. Leslie wrote out a check. The next day, her boss called saying there had been a timesheet error. They owed her money. Guess how much? The exact amount she had given to the church. Lee said, it was one of those coincidences that kept me awake at night wondering if there really is a God who cares and provides for His children. And Lee thought, this God has a great sense of humor, even when it comes to money.
Life has been hard for both of us. You have no idea the kind of light you bring into our home. What a touching testimony of how God is using Laugh Again to impact lives. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again impact story too. Leave a comment on our Facebook page or email info@laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.